By the time Chris Sununu addressed supporters last night at Portsmouth Country Club, it was heading towards 11:30, and the race wasn't officially over. But with 90% of the vote in and Sununu in the lead, it felt and sounded like it was heading in that direction.
It's been great. It's been absolutely great. I also want to thank Jeannie and Ted Gatzis. They ran a great race, a spirited race. I give them a lot of credit. And obviously Frank. Frank is doing, you know, and someone said, boy, are you surprised that Frank did so well? No, not at all. Frank has run a very, very good race. I give him a lot of credit. He's smart. He stayed on the issues. He's an incredibly positive guy.
At Frank Edelblue's election night reception at the Yard Restaurant in Manchester, the crowd certainly didn't want the night to end. But shortly before midnight, the candidate politely pulled the plug.
So they are actually going to kick us out of here. So we are going to kind of close this down right now. But I just thank you for all of your support. And I have to tell you guys something. So these results are going to be coming in. It's going to be a very late night probably, maybe even in the morning before we see the final results coming through. But what I can tell you is that Colin Van Osten is not going to be our next governor.
The fact that a little-known state rep outperformed bigger names and stood within a percentage point of becoming his party's nominee was remarkable and testament to Edelblue's shrewd campaign. The Wilton businessman invested his own money on TV ads and leveraged conservative views on issues ranging from abortion to school choice and guns into staunch support from activist groups. Windham State Rep. David Bates says every Republican running for governor presented themselves as a conservative, but
there's no question about it with Frank and, you know, his core constituency. They're backing him because he is so conservative. And I think that the results here tonight are reflective of a strong grassroots organization and low voter turnout.
Secretary of State Bill Gardner predicted 126,000 Republican voters would cast ballots, and that number would be the third highest turnout ever in a state primary. That was seen as favoring better-known candidates like Manchester Mayor Ted Gatzis. By yesterday afternoon, though, Gatzis was working to boost turnout with email blasts warning accurately of lower participation. But Gatzis, who had for weeks clashed with Chris Sununu on drugs, crime, and Sununu's vote for a state contract with Planned Parenthood, finished more than 10,000 votes back.
And I know all you folks are here, and I've seen you in this room before, and it's been here for victories. But you know what? We've got to be as tough in a loss as we are in the victories. I learned that when I was an athlete. You just remember, you get up, you play the game, when it's over, you get ready to play the next one.
State Senator Jeannie Forrester was the next candidate to quit.
I'm so very proud of the campaign that we ran.
Forrester pitched herself as a conservative out to make state government responsive to local needs. She lacked name recognition and money. Last night, Forrester told a room of supporters in her hometown of Meredith that she knew she was an underdog from the start and asked them to back the party's primary winner.
You know, the voters have spoken. And now it's time for Republicans to unite.
Republicans get their first chance to unite later this morning at the GOP's Unity Breakfast in Bedford. Of course, lining up behind party nominees is easier when election results become official, which is expected soon. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.